today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I'm sorry to the gentleman who wrote me this, but I'm just gonna read it.
Okay. Right?
Because I think Mike is losing it. And I said, thumbs up. I appreciate the concern.
For that listener, if you're concerned about that, I believe I'm losing it as well. Yeah. Oh, thanks for showing the test drive of the three 600 horsepower station wagons, the Audi, the Porsche, yeah, and the Mercedes. Yeah. All right. Mercedes. And the winner being the Porsche Panamera that starts at $181,000. You and the horse you rode in on. I'm really happy for you, Porsche. It's fantastic.
I guess you have to figure out you're seated in the right position.
By the way,
too.
You know why he's asking all these questions? Because fat guys are curious about these products.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a simple reality of people that are fat.
Sure.
All right?
What's that? That
it's harder to tend a large yard than it is a small yard.
Thanks a lot. On that note, we can take a break.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Mike.
Thank you very much, Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Eric Quick.
Okay, very good. That's Eric Quick, everybody. We're from Washington, D.C. This is The Mike O'Mara Show. We are a daily radio show and podcast from all over the world. Baghdad, Arizona is one of our cities. Belhaven, North Carolina is one. Pueblo, Colorado. Pedro Sanchez.
As a skit for you.
Chesapeake, Virginia. We also are on in South Padre Island, Texas. And what is happening to my screen? Stop playing with your equipment, Mike. All right, leave me alone. Maluka, Indonesia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. There are a couple of major things I want to talk about today. And I think because it's still top of mind, and it won't always be, and people are going to roll their eyes as soon as I say this, but I want to just say a few words about COVID and people right now. Right now, that you hear that, it's a collective people going, oh.
No.
Because
I think they're okay
this needs to be said. And this is something that has been pissing me off for a while, but I need to get it off my chest regarding this. And I don't know how many of you in the listening audience have bumped into these people, but I think the first time for me may have been late summer last year and maybe early fall last year.
Okay.
And these, and yesterday I bumped into two more of them. And it makes me want to scream, but I'm not going to scream because if I scream, they may, as Dennis Hopper said in the movie Hoosiers, they may put the jacket on me. I don't want them to put the jacket
on me. Don't put the jacket on him.
It is people, earlier in the week when we passed the 500,000 death milestone, I talked about empathy and being able to feel. The people, I don't know if you've bumped into these folks that have had it and are dismissive of it and act like it's not a big deal because they've had it. And I don't know how many people you've bumped into that have had COVID, but I have bumped into a lot. And they say that a lot, Damone. I have bumped into a lot of these people. And, you know, good for them that they got COVID and they came out on the other side. God knows I like a lot of these people and I wouldn't want them to be ill. But it just pisses me off when I feel like, I got it. And it's just matter of fact.
Yep.
I think, this is just my opinion. If I unfortunately got the disease and then came out on the other side, I would probably be going back to the Catholic Church and falling on my knees in a pew and thanking Jesus, little baby Jesus, that I had made it through this. It's not swagger, it's not braggadocio, it's there. There's a little
bit. It's dismissive.
It's a little arrogance, just a teeny tiny bit that I'm superhuman,
yep,
and it just pisses me off to no end. And
there's a subset of those people, and I ran into them in the summer and fall last year too, and it made me angry. And they would say,
right,
yeah, you know what? I think I had it in January before it was a thing. I'm pretty sure I had it.
And I've gotten that too.
And
the people that don't know that they've had it.
Right. And they just said, yeah, you know, I had this thing in January, but, you know, it wasn't a thing yet. I'm pretty sure I had it.
Isn't your wife part of that class? Didn't she tell us she thought she had it?
My wife?
Yes.
I think she thought she did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I said, shut up.
All right. Now, listen.
That's not going to work.
I have never had a life-threatening illness, thank God.
You've been under the gun. You've surgeries, multiples.
I've had surgeries, and you get scared when you're going in, but it's an orthopedic surgery. You know, ultimately,
anything can happen. Anything.
General anesthesia.
I had a pulmonary embolism. I had a life-threatening medical condition. I did. Period.
Yeah.
But it was fixed, and that was fine. But I didn't know. There's a difference between knowing when you're going in.
It was a scary couple days. Yeah.
Do you remember, there's a guy we worked with, Buzz Burbank. I believe Buzz, someone told me, has retired. When Buzz went off and started his own thing with Mark
Ronick. I thought he retired a decade ago.
That is not nice.
No, he retired to you.
That is cruel.
That's right.
But do you remember when Buzz had a real horrible health scare?
We
were all in the hospital with him, and it was terrible.
Oh, my God. I remember crying next to his hospital bed.
Yes.
And we interviewed him on the show after that. I said, how do you feel after you came out? He said, cocky.
It was a weird response.
No, I don't think it's weird now. Now that I think about it, I think when you, in a way, get on the other side, whether you defy, and it's the ultimate feeling of, I am better than you. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Because when, how about when Trump got it and he was just like, and
that's a different factor altogether.
And also, there's no proof that he ever had it.
But sidebar:
sure.
Remember Regeneron? Where is that now? Like all these months later, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I don't know what they're because they don't talk about it on the news, so I don't know what's going on.
I look. It's barely out there. And if you can't afford it, you probably can't get it because
I know that hospitalizations and deaths are down, and that is great news. And I like the charts I'm seeing, especially down here in Florida.
Nursing home cases are down too.
Mike, in my backpack, in my car now, I have two COVID, like portable take home tests that I'm going to give to Pony and Rob Spiewak, right? Because we're still in business.
I didn't bring you anything.
You're fine. Even at work. This layer of COVID is still strong.
Sure.
You have the protocols in place.
We just invested a ton of money to get everybody tests that the company pays for. We can't make you take the test because that's illegal, but we can offer it to you and you can do it at home. Like the idea that people are walking around and hypothetically just being like, yeah, I got it. You know, I'm good. Not realizing, by the way, half of these dummies. And I know this for a fact because I've talked to half of these dummies, at least in my life. This is just my sample on set that says, oh, yeah, I'll be good. I'm like, well, you know, you're only good, really. You're the day walker, or you can't be infected by that same strain for roughly 3 months. And then, but if you get another variant, you could be infected by that variant.
Sure.
And they look at you, they're like, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, your doctor didn't tell you this?
Yeah. And also,
like, it's not over.
And they don't know. I mean, it's great that there's a vaccine and there's some positive testing. They could still carry the virus. They could still transmit it. And we just don't know. It's so young. Be careful.
So,
we're realizing.
They can't get reinfected within that window from that same variant. That's true.
It takes a long time for Americans, I think, to realize that they're when there's not a quick fix. We're so used to the quick fix.
We're so used to
everything happening tomorrow. And, you know, it takes a long time to make us realize. And here's what's crushing my soul a little bit right now is the realization that things that I really was considering a lock in 2021 are not necessarily going to be a lock.
Right.
Best example would be a live show. It just crushes my soul to think. We might have to postpone that again.
We'll get the vaccine passport.
But it's the VP. If there's a smaller scaled down thing, we can do that by the end of the year.
Go up.
I hope so. I'm not going to say no to that. But then you get where did it happen, man? I mean, it's like I look back, I read books about the greatest generation.
The summer was
Rosie the
great.
Riveter. Everybody, you know, giving up their jobs, going to work in factories, making bombers,
women were giving up their pantyhose, their nylons.
When did it become, if I don't have, as long as I have it, screw it, and why are people I don't know. I'm venting a little bit.
Please. I think America feels just, this way, Mike.
It really...
It all trickles down, Mike, to selfish. I think we're more selfish than we've ever been. We're more into ourselves than we've ever been. And it's, why didn't you wear a mask? I didn't want to wear a mask because I didn't like wearing a mask. What about other people? Well, they can wear a mask if they want, but I don't want to. That's pure selfish. And when you talk about giving up your job and rationing and planting victory gardens in 1943, that's unselfish. That's doing stuff for the common good. You don't see enough people doing things for the common good.
We probably have it rougher, and our listeners that live in the Sun Belt have it a little tougher because of the politics and the way that people view COVID. Here in the city, it's stressful, but everybody's wearing a mask.
Yeah,
there is not this like random person just walking down the street without a mask.
I'm becoming, I think you guys keep me grounded on that as far as making me aware of where I am and where I live and how it is down here. And it is, you would go into a crowded restaurant on a Friday night. I know you could find multiples down here and walk in with nobody wearing a mask inside.
Yeah.
I absolutely.
And that would be, Mike, that would be, and you know me, like it takes a lot to crack a nut, almost there, but it takes a lot that for me to be upset and concerned. If I had that life, though, it'd be nice to see the sun once in a while, I would be. I mean, the level, not of anxiety, of fear.
Yeah.
Would be off the charts for myself.
Well, I think that you share that with people that are in different parts of the country. I think that down here, there is a desensitization of that. And it just, as I said, when people that have had it, they contribute to it. And it's amazing to think that you can... dodge a bullet like that and then make a statement. And the statements I heard yesterday, two people that had it were, the only people that get this are people that are in failing health anyway and, have underlying, as though they're not human beings. And, that there are people that are going to have underlying conditions and be in poorer health than other people forever. If you talk about any situation health-wise, you've got more of a chance of doing that. It doesn't diminish the fact that they were human beings and they had stories. Mm-hmm. And if COVID had not come along and people hadn't gotten infected, that they would be around. And I just wish things were different. This is nothing other than a vent and purging my soul of this particular issue and wanting this thing. With that said, the good news is every single day, at least down here, where there are a lot of senior citizens, I'm hearing more and more people that are able to get the vaccine and are getting the vaccine. Yeah. It's happening every single week, more and more and more. You're seeing social media posts of people that are getting it. I think it's really, really, really good. But then the one group of people I was hanging out with, the one guy that hadn't had it said, nah, I don't think I'm going to get it. I think I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait it out.
Yeah, because And frankly, Mike,
that's selfish.
But right also, what's the upside of even the machismo if you're hanging out with a bunch of guys of being okay? And the two things: one, if someone had a bad episode with COVID, they're probably not playing golf. They're probably still trying to make their way back to normal life.
Oh, and I got another story. I have so many COVID stories personally in the last 24 hours, including a friend of mine whose father in his 80s, early 81, something like that, went through. I heard the detailed story of making it through to the other side, but yet having severe cardiac issues that are still being monitored, and there's scare, there's fear, there's all of that. I don't know.
In the D.C. area, it's top of mind regardless, but a sad anecdote to this, and I don't even call it an anecdote. It's just a sign of the times. Jesus, it's tragic. Muriel Bowser. On the national stage.
Mayor of Washington, D.C.
Yes. Her only sister passes from COVID-related.
And Muriel Bowser can't be that old.
She's 65
years old. Yeah.
Gone.
I mean, gone. And then, so the discussion I was having with the guy that had a sick dad was, The only time it seems to get to people is if they lose somebody close to them or if they get very sick themselves. Now, I'm not talking about everybody.
No.
There are plenty of people, myself included, who can feel the severity of this and feel it. And by the way, I'm guilty of hypocrisy. I've owned up to that. Mm-hmm. Where I've made mistakes during this pandemic and gone places I shouldn't have gone.
I think we all have.
And I think maybe not everybody, but a lot of people have. So I own that. But at the same time, my empathy for the people that I discussed earlier in the week, and to sit there and listen to someone who, you know, dismisses it by saying, take vitamins. All you have to do is take vitamins. Like they're somehow, they've got the formula just because they had it and got through it. F you. Read a goddamn book. An article for Christ's sake.
There is something to be said about a vitamin cocktail that will help you not stave off like really extreme symptoms, but it's another layer, maybe a veneer that could help out a little bit, but that doesn't stop you from getting sick.
It's like a side airbag. You still need to wear your seatbelt.
But there's also, it's not definitive
that's going to make a big difference.
And the vaccine, is definitive.
Yes.
You know? And good news on that, by the way. Because what people should also understand is that we've got the biggest trial ever of these vaccines. They're still being tried out. You know, you hear that. Well, what gets in the news? Oh, the bad stuff. Somebody had a horrible reaction. Mm-hmm. Somebody died because they had the overall, you know, massive trial that we're going through right now in the United States is showing efficacy of these vaccines, and it's good news.
We're going to feel better once we all have the shot.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I really will try to keep it in my pants the next time somebody says they have it. It's only like three or four people that I've bumped into that have done that, but it seems like everybody that's had it. No, that's wrong. I'm not going to make a paint with that broader brush. But there have been three or four people that have done that to me and acted like that, you know, and it's not a big deal. And when you have that one lady who said it in front of me and I said at the time, this is how long ago it was. Mm-hmm. I said probably a big deal to the 200,000 people that have died.
Yeah. Now it's half a million.
And and you know what the response was? The response was nonverbal. And I remember it like it was yesterday. She looked at me and she went, that's it.
Wow. Yeah.
Like an eye roll. And off to la 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 and do your thing. Because with your inability to feel for the other human being that have gone through this, you think everything. It just, it's childlike. Grow up, people. Yeah. Grow up. And there's still rowing to be done. That's all. That's what I wanted to say.
I'm happy, Mike. I'm happy you're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is, I think, regardless of where you are, there is a level of just fatigue. And I'm not talking about our listeners hearing about this. Look, they're going through this as well.
Everybody is.
Yeah. Yeah. And with that, here's what we're not going to get. We're not going to get the ticker tape parade because our team won the Super Bowl. What you're going to get is a real, slow, methodical, plotting, easing out of this. That's the way it's going to work. It's not going to work where one day everything is magically fixed. And there's irrefutable proof that it is not going to be the same, that the world will not be the same after this. That's okay. I love the talking about people about the fact that, oh, by the way, have you gotten a head cold since you've been masking up when you go out into a public place?
Right.
Nope.
Right.
No. That's not bad.
Yeah. No.
If putting a mask on before I go to the grocery store is my reality for the rest of my life, bring it on. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that going to a sporting event if that's the way we have to live our life. As long as I can go to a sporting event and cheer and stuff like that, it's great. At a restaurant when you want to eat and you take your mask down for a little bit, sure. I don't know what the reality is, but I don't think it's going to be the same.
Well, when you talk about the reality of a slow, plodding recovery, and I think that is a fact, but I also think, glass half full, it's begun. I think it has begun. The recovery has begun, and we all wanted it. We all wanted it to be over by now. And as you said, I think it's starting to sink into the more sensible folks. It's never going to truly be over.
Well, this is a game changer.
I'll give you an example, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got, and listeners write all of us in one way or another. And I'm sorry to the gentleman who wrote me this, but I'm just gonna read it.
Okay. Right?
This is and we had a great back and forth, and I won't name the name. He goes, I think Mike is losing it. And he writes me that.
Oh, dear.
And I said, thumbs up. I appreciate the concern. And so he went on to say some other stuff. But I had a back and forth with another gentleman. And that's really a joke. But I do get a lot of that. People just like
engaging.
By the
way, I think for that listener, if you're concerned about that, I believe I'm losing it as well. So there's nothing I can't validate.
I wrote, we all are. We all are doing the best.
I know I'm losing it. Put it together. I'm fully aware that losing it is relative, but I'm in a weird headspace.
So
very weird. Anybody listens to the show knows that.
The guy was telling me that, and I'm sending this to Mike and Maddie and Rob. I'm just putting it right now. The guy, he's like, we're here in California. Like, he sends me all these wonderful, wonderful texts. And I'm like, okay, this is great. And these wonderful pictures of what it looks like in California. And we just have a great back and forth. And I literally look at this and I'm like, all right, what can I send him from my life that's really going to show him what my life is all about? Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad life. Look, I'm very blessed and I'm happy and
right,
I know everything is...
Right, I get it.
So I sent him the picture, and Mike, I'll let you describe it best. It's incoming to you. I sent him a picture of my fridge because that's what's great in my life.
Okay.
So when you
I don't
get,
think I've ever...
When you
I don't
get a chance to see, I opened up the door
fridge.
And I just sent it in.
I think I've seen it once.
Yeah. See, you were valuing your privacy there because you did a tight shot. Yeah. That could be
Those are all three shelves. For the fridge.
You ever wipe it down?
Is that seltzer water on the left?
Yes, it is.
And that's the Freshly meals.
Yes.
Is that like a spaghetti and meatballs?
It is, Mike. We're good to go.
You
yes.
have toddler tastes. You do. You have
is that maple
taste.
Syrup in the back?
It is. My wife likes waffles once in a while. She
nice.
What are takeout? Is that takeout twists?
That's another Freshly.
That's another Freshly,
yes,
and
yes.
That looks like maybe a chicken and rice dish that
yes,
you have
yes,
there
yes,
from
yes,
Freshly.
Yes, yes.
I'm trying to zoom in, Mike. I believe there's some cheese on the bottom shelf.
Yes, there is.
Oh,
some
yeah,
cheese
there's chicken
bottom.
Soup. There's seltzer on the 365 side. Hey, he's going to the expensive store though. Isn't 365 a Whole Foods brand?
Only the
Isn't
best,
that,
Mike. Only the best.
Why do you have four doses of vaccine? That's curious.
Well, boy, Freshly would love your refrigerator.
Yes, right? I would.
Get that right out to the
as
fans.
Advertised.
Is that a maple syrup product that we see in the very back?
Yeah, for her waffles.
For your waffles.
It's so weird.
Such that, a Todd child.
I know.
That might as well, look, no offense to Freshly, that might as well be spaghetti and meatballs from Chef Boyardee and maple syrup for your toaster waffles.
Yeah. What do you got in your
That's
fridge?
What it is.
Seltzer, syrup, and cheese. Mm.
And the listener had sent me all these vistas of views from their house. This is what I got, man. This is what's happening in D.C. right
wow.
now.
Wow.
Oh, there's something here I'm trying to see. It looks like it's got a tartan like label on it. Oh, are those eggs?
At the bottom?
No,
that's cheese.
No.
The sliced cheese.
Cracker Barrel brand, yeah. right?
I'm not sure my wife
I think I saw
it,
the label.
Yeah. Sliced cheese. Sliced cheese. There you go.
Kids love cheese. That's why.
I hear Mike talking about COVID all the time. I think he's losing it. Everything's fine. What's everybody all upset about? I don't have a problem. By the way, I got a great life too, douche, okay? I got a beautiful son who cracks me up every day, who I took a picture of in his robe looking like Hugh Hefner. Speaking of things I'm going to send to people.
Please, please.
Yeah. This is my kid in the morning, and I will send this along to you. And
I will
this
share
is him.
This picture on the camera. I can do that.
Are you kid, a robe guy, kid. Mike? Does he get it from you? Are you
no,
a robe guy?
No, Rob, are you a robe guy?
I have a robe, but I don't wear it. That's the thing.
They do not make robes in my sizes.
That's true. You know what? That is very true. You know, remember when?
Here you go, America.
They don't do it.
I think HBO sent us Sopranos robes when they were promoting the show, and you got it, and you were very dissatisfied.
That is my fridge.
And
right.
I said, one size fits none.
Santana.
This is there's
That's
there's
a great
Oscar's refrigerator, and Oscar can share when it comes in the picture of my son.
I will.
Fresh out of bed, by the way. Fresh out of bed, Hugh Hefner. Hugh after getting up and sitting on the
table. I tell you one thing that he takes from his father is that plunging neckline.
There you go. Well, he doesn't wear a shirt.
So
he wears his skivvies.
So
he wears his skivvies.
That's a great photo.
Pull it up.
Let's see if we can get that in. Come on now, focus. There it is. There's my little man in that cute little robe.
Love it.
And, so sweet. And,
so look, I'm real happy about elements of my life. I truly, truly am. I love my life. I do. But I'm losing it because of the world that we're living in right now. Mr. California, what are you doing here? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and it dovetails into, the virus. If you're going to brag about that, that's fine. But still understand your life and your life experience isn't necessarily like the person next to you. And everybody, this is, I think, an all hands on deck problem we have. Take the politics out of it. Look, and by the way, the politics are out of it. All right.
I believe you're right.
The people that may have been a little hinky about wearing a mask, they're running their asses off to go get this vaccine. So it's all false bravado. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. And the, it's interesting. I say false bravado, Oscar, but I don't understand it. If you're going into a little card room, to play your gin rummy and you don't have a mask on, I think you're risky, but you're around the same people all the time.
Your pod, yeah.
But it's weird. It's weird because
the people I know that are getting the vaccine that had like this big, the certain leaning of politics in my life beforehand. And I'm not talking about Tomo. I'm just talking about other people in my life that are getting the vaccine. They're couching it with, my wife's really up. She's just all over me about getting it.
That's it. It's BS. Sure. It's BS. Everybody knows it's real.
You're doing it for your wife to survive.
Everybody knows it's real. But it's here's the thing here's the disconnect.
All right.
I believe they know it's real. They're going to get it because they are worried. But they really weren't worried about the mask issue.
No.
A lot of those same people.
No,
they weren't. Explain that in what alternative universe does that
exist? Nobody wants to say they lost. Nobody wants. It's not even a loss.
So you
or
risk,
they were wrong.
You, you risk getting wrong. The virus because you want to just say it's not.
Mike,
it's not
or they rely on other people. Maybe in their disconnected brain, they're thinking, well, if someone else is wearing a mask, I'm probably safe. And then when the shot's available, I'll be okay anyway. So I need to get the
that
shot.
That person is clean. They don't go out. I don't really talk to anybody else that's not clean or, hygienic.
But if somebody's
just start making all these other excuses.
That, though.
It doesn't make sense.
You,
it's a broken
brain. If you have
brain,
a level of fear that makes you want to run out and go get a vaccine, wouldn't you have that same level of fear that you're not going to go to a rally with a mask on? I'll never understand
not
it
if
as
your
long
brain
as
is
live.
Broken. Not if your brain is broken. Somehow they have made it okay in their head.
In a brainwashing kind of way, you mean?
Yeah, I think so.
I give a terrible pass to kids in there from, frankly, 16 to 25. I give a pass to those kids that I see out and about just doing their dumb things like mask half off.
I don't give a pass where I like it.
I don't like
it. But I give a pass where I understand it. Yes, I do.
I can understand it in my mind how dumb you are when you're a kid.
If you're a kid, well, it's not dumb as much as saying, hey, I'm 23. This ain't gonna hit me.
Now I'll give you the perfect example. I don't know which night it was. We were working on the weekend, my wife and I.
What are you, driving lover
home,
boy?
Driving home. Pulling through Georgetown. The students are back at Georgetown. Mm-hmm. And they're back at George Washington. By the way, Dolly's back in town. I'd love to catch up with her.
Oh,
not in studio,
that's great.
But she's back.
There you go. Bring her on.
And we're driving. It's like 11-ish. Usually when you go out to a bar traditionally, but there's just a ton of house parties now. And I see a crew of no less than, I would say, 8 students. Two of them wearing masks, and the rest of them, no masks, just hammered, walking down the street.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
right.
If I was at WVU or Maryland, and I was 21, I'd probably be one of these dumb kids.
Sure, these are the same kids that, you forget to wear a condom. Because, you're hammered, you're drunk, you're having a good time. they're not about protection, Oscar. They're just
like
not
you
about
always did, Rob. Like
Mike,
you always
I'm wearing one right now.
I don't think too many people forget to wear a condom these days.
No, but I mean, in the old days, that's when your guard is down and you're not being protective. I do have one question for you, Mike.
Go ahead.
When you get bitter and upset about the people bragging that they had,
I'm losing it, Rob.
I understand, Mike. We all are.
I should have been here for the pre-show meeting.
Actually, I might be.
There ought to be a couch in every studio.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love
that meeting.
I'd love that meeting or not. Right. Just some good furniture. I love on the as a counterpoint to people bragging about having the virus and hating that. I love when people go on social media and talk about this is my first dose of the vaccine. This is my second dose of the vaccine.
I love that too.
I love it because what it does is it normalizes and it shows that that's one more. I mean, we've got 300 million people in this country.
By the way, that's the way you want to talk about a PR campaign? Because they're talking about somewhere in my news, you know, I'm reading 15 different things today. Somewhere in there was PSAs, public service announcements about getting the vaccine. Yeah. You want to know the best way is that.
Yes.
You talk about it.
Word
you brag
of mouth.
About it. You say, this is where I got mine. It was great. It was painless. That's happening.
Yep.
And that's organic. And that's the way life works now. That's what's going to get everybody vaccinated.
Not enough of that, though.
Carrie got her second dose. She walked up. No line. Just walked up, got it, and left. It was like a two-minute operation.
How is she about it? What would what would Carrie say
what's
if she
her
was
story?
Here?
She said
what would she say? What would she really say, Rob, about getting the vaccine and the second dose?
It made her sleepy.
Did you ever
would she be one of those people going, yeah, it's
not a big deal.
No,
it's not a big deal.
She was actually, pulled the curtain all the way back, thrilled to get the second dose, and it was...
Was she thrilled? If
yes.
she was on this program right now, and I was looking at her, and I said, were you really thrilled? She would look, you know what she would say? And I think I'm right away. She would snicker, and she would say, well, Rob was thrilled. Tell me the truth.
Yeah, she would for comedy. She would do that
right.
for comedy.
But you believe that she really is happy about it?
Yeah, because you know why? Because she's going in 2 days a week to school now. She's got to be protected. She's excited that she's got that extra, you know, that coverage. And
I would be thrilled if I were you.
Of course.
My,
of course I am. Of course I am.
What about, did she ever like say, hey, look, Rob, this is real. And all shit aside, I do love you. Have you thought about throwing on a wig and going to my place?
What?
To actually get the vaccine instead of her.
Oh, I see. Pretend to be
yes,
her.
Yes,
no.
Yes,
I thought you
Hello,
said all
I have
stick
a beard,
aside.
But my name is Carrie Spiewak.
Thank you.
Oh, we do have to break.
She skipped her waxing this week.
And we all want the same thing. I might be losing it. We are. It's because we all want
you're
the
not.
Same
we're
thing.
We're all concerned.
Some people want to go to sporting events. Some people want to go to a movie. I want to go back to normalcy and do, the number one thing that I like doing more than anything else, making out with strangers at bars, men and women. There you
good
go.
We're going to
take
Mike.
A break.
Yeah,
we have men and women. Thank you. We'll take a break. We've got the homepage coming up and lots more fun coming up on this program right here on The Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Bernie. And you know what I hate? Well, frankly, I hate most everything. But I really hate splinters. They hurt, and I'm always losing my tweezers, and it's frustrating. So, what's the solution? Stop it at the source. Make sure all your wood is smooth. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center and buy one of their fantastic Bernie sanders. Plug it in and go to work in your wood shop. Your raw lumber doesn't stand a chance. Smooth as a baby's ass and no more splinters. They sell tweezers too. Target and Walmart, they sell it all. Just access it at MikeOMaraShow.com. Feel the burn.
Thank you, Bernie. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone. Hey, we told you about it, that mortgage rates were not going to stay this low forever. They moved off their lows. Do not panic.
Not too late.
This rate increase has eliminated the opportunity to refinance sorry for the 1.9 million of you that missed.
Womp womp.
If you're out there.
Womp womp.
If you haven't taken advantage of these ultra low rates or tapped into your home's sudden rise in equity... By the way, that's exploding.
Yes.
Time is running out for you to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and the great team he has at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone is the only company I recommend. Why? Because they're great to deal with and they get you the best rate. Simple. They can guarantee to meet or beat any other mortgage offer, whether it's a purchase or a refi. Send the folks at Cornerstone your most recent mortgage statement for a free, fast, comprehensive proposal to see how much money they can save you. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. They got 20 years in the business. They've got a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they have hundreds of great reviews, many of them from our listeners.
Of course.
Why would you call anyone else, I would say. Yes, sir. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Personal attention from application to closing. Feel the boing.
Oh, I got to play my thing.
Do the thing.
There you
yeah.
go. It's the homepage thing. Play it, please.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
The homepage. After major surgery to repair his shattered leg, many folks are wondering what the future holds for Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But a little perspective might be helpful, and at least one prominent golfer, who I like what he said something that his fans might want to think about, the Tiger fans. Four-time major winner Rory McIlroy, mm-hmm.
a nice little boy from Ireland. Hello, my name's Rory.
Here's the quote. He's not Superman. He's a human being at the end of the day, and he's already been through so much. At this stage, I think everyone should just be grateful that he's here, that he's alive, that his kids haven't lost their dad. That's the most important thing.
That's nice.
Golf is so far from the equation right now. It's not even on the map at this point. A guy like that has the perspective of
yeah.
it. He looks at Tiger, you know, like a human being because he is in the same line of work.
I don't know truly how to feel until Jim Nance issues a statement.
Hey, it's Jim Nance. How are you? Speed kills.
That would be what he would say, too. That would be it.
He would say, he's losing it.
Yeah, he's losing it, and I'm in California showing you my wonderful trees.
Jaws of life.
In the aftermath of the crash, L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. I love that name. Villanueva.
Doesn't it mean new
told,
house?
He told CNN's, what's that?
Doesn't it mean new house?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, you know, well, no, oh, I almost gave my address. The sheriff told CNN's Aaron Burnett that the single car crash was purely an accident. Investigators will not pursue any charges. He also said Woods told investigators Tuesday at a hospital that he had no recollection of the crash. That he was flying, man. He rolled that thing and, you know, got a boo-boo on the noggin. Yeah, absolutely.
And then Aaron Burnett's features all got closer together.
What is that? That's another show. That's another show, you incredible monster. You might want to turn up your misogyny
well,
alarm
I thought
and play
that,
it again.
Well, you see, I thought that was just a moderate... there we go, better.
Okay, very good. Bruce Springsteen, another auto-related situation. He pleaded guilty yesterday to drinking in a federal park. But the charges...
I'm guilty! I drank in a federal park!
By the way, now doing the Bruce Springsteen impression, since I've made the connection with Tony Bennett,
yes.
it makes it a lot more fun for me to do.
I love it.
The charges of drunk and reckless driving were dropped because his blood alcohol level was so low. Remember, we had the story
right.
that
mm-hmm.
he didn't pop.
Lost
that.
An endorsement because of that.
Yeah, and it seems kind of silly because he really didn't have a high blood
yeah.
alcohol level.
Right.
He was fined $540, and the judge actually asked him, how long he needed to pay it.
We can set up an installment plan.
He said, quote,
I think I can pay that immediately, Judge.
Like, I think for Bruce, so remember when we heard the preview of his podcast, you need to be off mic.
Okay.
Because he doesn't
I
have good mic.
I think I can pay that immediately, Judge.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Bruce's Jeep commercial is back on.
Good.
Jeep said, quote, as we stated previously, we paused the commercial until the facts were established.
Oh, thank God.
Now that the matter's been resolved, we are unpausing the film, as good. They like to call their commercials on that Jeep. A new survey asked people if they think wearing a mask makes them look better.
Oh.
I don't know if they make these up or if these are real surveys, but sometimes they get me. If you think you look better, let me give you the stats and then we can discuss.
Okay.
16% of people said yes, it does make them look better. 29% of people say they look equally good with or without a mask. And 23% of people say they look worse in a mask.
I'm 23%.
I'm in the 23%.
Oh,
I think
no,
I look better with
you need,
what's that?
You need this lower level. You need below the
well here.
Below the equator.
Let's pretend
you
we're like
it.
At an eye doctor, Mike.
All right.
One, two. One, two. One, two. I think I look the same.
You look the same.
Yeah. It's not good.
Well, you have nice eyes, Mike. I know that's weird to say.
No,
but
you
have nice eyes.
Yeah.
Like you have nice eyes. I look like a serial killer.
Yeah.
I'll put my mask on.
No, I mean, if you have any self-worth, I think, about your appearance, you probably think you look worse with a mask on, right?
Well, I like the
Yeah, but I don't have any distinct features, really, Mike. You have, at least you have eyes, like blue eyes. I have brown, beady eyes.
No, everyone, I'm going to give all of us a compliment. I think we all look better with the without the mask. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. If you don't, if you leave, that's like... It's like the ugly people that have to take a picture with a pretty person next to them. You know what I mean? And put it up on Facebook.
No, but right. Look.
Which is the ultimate tell.
For guys, like, it's different. For girls, it's easy. Like, if you've got, like, nice eyes and you've got hair, like long hair or any length of hair, you're good to go.
Right.
But for guys, I mean, you look like you're... As Shannon said, sometimes when I put on all my PPE,
yes,
she says, you look like you're about to roll me.
Right. Okay. I get it.
Is that bedroom talk?
No. Okay. It's not go time.
Okay.
BR. Play the thingy.
Yeah, do the thing.
I love this list. Another list. It's simple, it's true. And pay attention because I think it has value. This is what top chefs say not to do in the kitchen.
Ooh.
This will make your life better in the kitchen. All right. Number one, don't use dull knives. You're actually more likely to cut yourself with a dull knife than a sharp one. So sharpen those babies up.
Mm-hmm.
Then be careful. By the way, my number one snack, I'm ready to sharpen my knives because I use very, very large chopping knives when, what are they called? Butcher knives? No. What's the knife called? The main
cartoon size? Cartoon size?
Butcher knife.
It's a butcher knife?
Mm-hmm.
I use that to chop my apple up when I'm going to have
one. Mike, I know it's Alton would hate it because it's a unitasker, but it's such a valuable tool. You should have it. It's a circular cutter with blades and a circle in the middle that you push down on the apple.
Oh, it's an apple corer.
Well, no, but it's not a corer. It's a corer slicer because when you push down, the core is separated and it segments your apple.
That sounds like fun.
I will send you one today. I will go to Target.com and send you one. When I cook with apples, it's the most valuable thing I've got. I love it.
Oh, I would love
Because think of
that.
It. It's like a little guillotine. You just zoop, and the core comes out, and the apple segments.
And you don't need sharp knives in my life when your cheese comes pre-sliced.
That's right. The knife, Mike, the knife only has to be sharp enough to peel the plastic back on the freshly.
This is a little nerdy, this one, but I buy it too. Stop cutting your vegetables unevenly. If you take time to cut them evenly, they cook more evenly. That's a bit in the weeds for a chef. Here's a good one. Don't leave a huge mess of pots and pans. That applies to our home.
Yes.
Knock out some of these dishes during prep so it's not
clean
so overwhelming at the end. I do it when I can, but I can do it more often, and I'm going to do that. And if my wife's making food, I'm going to pop in there and do the dishes while she's doing it. Do you hear that, Carla? I'm going to do dishes. Oh, Carla's exercising.
Pony and Maddie, how often don't we spend as much time cleaning while we make fruitcakes as actually making the fruitcakes?
Oh, 100%.
No doubt.
Yeah, we wash all day.
Is she still the 75 challenge?
Yeah, she's halfway there. She's halfway there. She's.
Oh, that's going to be brutal for you. Jesus. I'm so
sorry. Now I'm with her on the non-drinking part. I quit the sauce four days ago.
3 hours ago.
This is the worst time then, Mike.
I'm on the wagon for an hour.
But you're in the depths the depths of it. This is the most boring time there is when you stop drinking.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm losing it.
Well, that's why you got excited when I talked to you about an apple cutter. Where do I get it?
I like my snacks, but I got to watch out for the peanut butter. All right, enough of me. Taste everything as you go and adjust if something doesn't taste right. I think the worst chefs, if you get crappy food in a restaurant, you got a chef back there or a line cook that ain't doing a taste test.
Right.
That's the big problem. And number five, stop constantly checking your food in the oven. Opening the door lets the heat fly out and your oven has to preheat again.
Yep.
I did that when I put the Costco carb crap in there.
Yep.
The food that really, the Costco pies that made me feel like death.
The whole tray?
Death. It was horrible. It was terrible, terrible. And now a little something. We have good news. No commentary until the end, please.
Okay.
Cargo pants are back in style. And if you're one of the dudes listening who's looking down at his overstuffed cargo pockets and thinking, when did they go out of style? Looks like you're accidentally fashionable again. According to a fashion writer for Rolling Stone, cargo pants are popular right now with a lot of top hip-hop artists. Say that 10 times fast. Top hip hop artists. There's no word on whether those frayed camo cargo shorts are also back in style. Doesn't say anything about that. On a related note, Rob Spiewak will now be on the cover of GQ magazine. Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll be signing copies as soon as you like.
We gotta take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart.
From Boston.
I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny, too. Q, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me Thunder because you're just God's fact. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show is even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
Johnny on the spot.
Your cousin back to the Mike from O'Berry Boston. Show.
I brag about it all the time. I do features, wearing them right now. Yes. Beautiful white features. You know, look, I'm not going to comment on the shoes that I'm wearing them with. I'm wearing old man shoes right now. My Skechers. Skechers and features. Oh, my.
Oh.
But really, I love these socks. I've been wearing them forever. You're going to love them. I hope you're trying that. If you try your features, let me know. I want to read testimonial about them. You can wear them running, hitting the links, walking, power walking, working out. You get the same benefits that runners get, specially tailored for the golf course. Their elite sock keeps feet cool, dry, blister-free, while providing a custom-like fit that won't bunch or slip during your backswing. Features has engineered a sock with targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture-wicking material for unsurpassed performance. And I love the way they stay in place. I never even think about it.
Right.
I have had more socks, and we call them golf socks. You know, they're not always advertised that way, that have slipped down into my shoe. They're not. It's not the case with features. If you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement free. If you want the best socks in the world, you need Features. Family owned since 2002. I love them.
I love
Features
that.
Socks will change how you feel about socks forever. For our listeners, you can receive $10 off your first pair of Features when you go to features.com/TMOS. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features. And we thank you. Features is a client I would like to be with the Mike O'Meara Show forever. Mm-hmm. I have a question for both of you guys. This is a little of my own surveys. Now, look, under the heading, which I respectfully defer to the listener from California that communicated with Oscar that I am losing it, this might be in the same category.
All right.
You know that I am a magazine person. Well, you really don't know. Rob was, before the show, I was telling you about that. I'm a magazine guy. I like the regular copies of magazines.
You still take physical copies of magazines.
We used to have a client that that curated magazines on a
Apple
tablet. It's not the same. It's not the same to me. I like my hard copies of magazines. I like my golf magazines. And by the way, when I'm subscribing to magazines online, so it gets hinky. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. I've always had problems with getting delivery if they say, hey, here's your special. You haven't I find it weird. But right now, I'm getting Men's Health.
Yeah.
I get Vanity Fair. I get Esquire. I get GQ. I get Golf Digest. Oh. I don't think I'm getting Golf Magazine. That's what I'm getting right now.
Do you still take We?
We. Oh, I'd love to. I love I loved dirty magazines when I was a kid.
Sure.
I did. I loved Playboy, loved We, loved Hustler, loved all of them.
Sure.
Pornographic magazines.
Pornographic magazines. Mike, you know where you can buy them is at a head to the newsstand and buy a pornographic magazine.
You're the only person I know that subscribes to magazines. So you're the only person. Like physical magazines.
Yeah, I think so.
Look, you know what? I can own that. Yeah. I can own the oldness of that.
It's you and my 71-year-old mother. But she does it by accident.
Yoli.
Yes.
Yoli
because
takes
magazines. Because they get her in the scam of, like, if you buy this magazine, there's one magazine, you buy all the other magazines. They're all in Spanish.
Okay. I own it.
But it's not an old person thing.
What is it?
For me, it's a crapper thing.
Well, I think it's a convenience. Like, what is the convenience of going into the restroom? I think this new generation and the advertiser we used to have on the show, Mike, was purchased by Apple, and Apple rolled them up into their news subscription program.
Well, so Apple screwed it up because I can't find magazines like that anymore.
It's not as easy as it was before.
They rolled Apple, sucked them up, the big giant Apple, and then a small businessman took a hit because they were a client of ours. And I hate it when that happens. And that's why, and California guy, that's why I'm losing it.
I remember.
California guy, I think Mike's losing it. What are you doing?
A quick sidebar. They wrote us and they said, hey, you probably heard that Apple bought this ex client.
Right.
They were scheduled for the year. Apple, you know, because Apple's bought them, they're respectfully asking for you just to basically void the contract if that's okay with you.
If it's okay.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, no. If Apple buys you, it's not okay with us.
Right.
You pay
the
piper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're not talking about a lot of money for Apple.
Amen.
You pay the flight.
Right.
Yeah.
So magazine content.
Yes.
Do you have a magazine rack in your bathroom, or do you put it on the back of the commode, or how do you
I got a magazine rack. I put a book in it. I'm reading a book now called, because I can't get over Orange Hair, I'm reading a book called The Grifters Club, The Story of Mar-a-Lago. Fascinating.
Mm. Oh, I bet.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Absolutely fascinating. Here's what's great about it. You'll get both sides. You get why he has this personal charisma with the Trumpster. If you were like a big fan, imagine like your favorite political figure, and you could have that kind of access if you had a few shekels. Not every politician does that. So it's got a lot of that, but it's also got a lot of the behind the scenes stuff with the people over in that alternate reality, which is Palm Beach. I've had a lot of guys that I hang out that have been over to that side of Florida, not exactly Palm Beach, but on that side. And, you know, you got what we call stupid money over there. It's an alternate reality. It's really an alternate reality. I'll get to that on another show.
He's like
show.
The first president to be that way since Carter, right?
It's this ties into it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what you think. I mean, so you guys don't get hard copies of magazines, but you look at magazines, right?
I look at them on our phone. Like, I look at the
articles
on the phone.
I don't do it that way. I never liked it that way.
I think if I had, you do it on your own. But if I had like a system in place where I was like, I get all my top magazines.
By the way, has anybody reached out, speaking of the bathroom, has anybody reached out to Clear Rear?
Oh, no, I wrote them personally.
Please tell them
I'm going to send them the link to you installing it because I thought it was hilarious. I said, there's no indication of how easy it is. Mike's just
One of our advertising relations people handle them?
This is fresh.
Oh, God, I want them. I want them.
No pun intended.
Still happy with the product?
What's that?
Still happy with the product?
Oh, Rob.
The butler.
The butler.
Okay. All right. You know, changing gears. The point I'm going to try to make is kind of a variation.
I like
on
the magazines.
Me losing it.
I can't think of the last time I subscribed to a magazine.
This is what I want to tell you about magazines. I believe magazines are becoming out of touch with the average American.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting more articles that are the elite. GQ magazine. Here, buy this designer watch. You know, a guy posing for pictures with. Look, it probably always has been that way. Yeah. But in my depleted financial condition that I'm in now, I'm probably thinking more in terms of.
It's always been fantasy land.
It's always been, maybe it's just more sense. I'm saying Motor Trend magazine. Motor Trend's the other one that I get.
The Rob Report. Rob with
two B's. Thanks for showing the test drive of the three 600 horsepower station wagons. The Audi, the Porsche, and the Mercedes. Yeah. All right. Mercedes. And the winner being the Porsche Panamera that starts at $181,000. You and the horse you rode in on. I'm really happy for you, Porsche, that you won that competition.
How's this, though, Mike? We are such an impatient society now.
Yes.
And as Oscar says, everything's available on your phone. If you're even, you know, a little less patient, you can go with a newspaper. But the amount of time it takes for a magazine to come out, everything's a week old by the time you get the magazine. So they have to skew towards stuff like that.
But the ones I read are like golf tips and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's still evergreen. It's evergreen.
By the way, even golf magazine, you'll get the stuff I like. Profile of a pro, equipment used by a pro, equipment that I can buy, golf tips. But then you'll get the one where... here's the Scottish links that we have at the fabulous, you know, only $750. And, you know, lick it.
How about something for the common man?
You don't think they're trying to provide an escape for the common man?
I don't know, but I don't care. I want to get back to Clear Rear.
All right, please.
This is really important.
It is.
Because I shouldn't be talking about it now because they haven't ponied up the dough.
No,
but
during that segment, I actually made fun of you, and then you turned around and you said, no, it's well worth it.
You love it.
Well worth it.
I'd like to talk to you about what I refer to now. This is going in a totally different direction than I expected. This is the moment. This is what I call the moment. It is the moment. All right. You tie the Clear Rear, which is a bidet.
Yes.
With a stream of water that shoots north as your buttocks are located. I don't think I have to explain to our listeners what a bidet is.
You're getting an undercarriage wash.
But it's an undercarriage washer. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you that it's spectacular. And it's spectacular because of the moment. What are you doing over there? What are you searching for with your comedy brain to play while I am doing
that? Talking about the moment, Mike. It's one moment in time.
All right. So you do your biz.
Yes.
You flush. And then you turn on the Clear Rear.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now I should tell you that the water for the Clear Rear is tied into the main that feeds the tank that puts the water in there.
Right.
The moment is when the tank fills and your Clear Rear is still running on the undercarriage.
Yes.
And then you have that just little of increase in water.
Oh. Oh, because it's
like a last splash at the car wash. Get all the water off.
Yes.
Spectacular. Mm. You have to be in a warm climate to really enjoy the value.
No, because you know you can hear about the cold. Oh, the cold water. No, I am fine with it. You know, it's not that I want ice cubes in there, but I mean, you know, the moment. It is. Oh my!
Do you ever feel like tipping the bidet? Just like a few bucks for the thank you at the end.
Let me say that the first time I discovered the moment,
yes,
because what I would do is normally I would finish my business,
yes,
then I would turn my bidet on, and I would usually turn the water off prior to the tank filling. That no longer happens with me, and I'll tell you why.
I have to ask. I have to jump in here. How do you turn it on? Is it a button? Is it a switch?
It's
is
a
it
dial.
A valve? It's a
it's
dial.
So it's you a could, dial to
can
the
you
right.
adjust the pressure?
The pressure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but there's only one speed for me.
Go, pal. It's go time, baby.
It's go time. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's off the line.
That's right. Right?
I'm going full throttle.
The burner's
off the line.
On high, every Mike. The time. Burner's on
it's
high.
It's like Top Gun.
And the moment is spectacular. So
I feel the need for clean.
I have now figured it out so totally and use it so regularly that I use tissue for simply a drying mechanism.
Oh, you're just saving money.
It is. I take care of all. That was not the case for a while. I think it was misfiring for a few days after I first.
Where is the
started it? Which really, in many cases, can cause even more of a problem.
Where is the where is the nozzle located? Because I know how
the
it's
nozzle is located
between.
At the back of the bowl.
So
I think it comes out and points up.
So it's seated between the seat and the actual porcelain. And then there is like a tube or a nozzle that dips into the commode itself.
I'm not sure. You know, I haven't gotten down there, Rob, and I'll put my face.
Well, yeah,
down
but you
there,
did.
So
you
know.
Assisted.
Yeah, it's like a water
assembled.
Fountain.
I assembled
think about
like they said,
fountain,
and I had a flood in my bathroom, so I didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
to
like, woo.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I guess you have to figure out you're seated in the right position.
By the way,
too.
You know why he's asking all these questions? Because fat guys are curious about these products.
Mm-hmm. Well, not until
there's
I heard about
simple,
the moment.
But there's a simple. No, you're curious anyway. I know you are. Because there's a simple reality of people that are fat.
Sure.
Right?
What's that? That
there's certain tasks that are, require just a slight amount more effort than
Oscar,
thin
it takes,
people.
It's harder to tend a large yard than it is a small yard.
Thanks a lot. Now, on that note, we can take a break.
So much grass.
That was art. That was artfully put.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and we'll talk about scam emails
Good.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
Hello, America. Greetings from the sovereign state of Texas. Is the pandemic getting to you? Do you need to get away? How about some time on a luxury ocean liner? Now is the perfect time to take a relaxing Ted Cruise. Warm sunshine, half-price rail drinks made with boiled water and lots of ice. A sycophantic waitstaff and lots of fun, sneaky, slimy activities. It's even better than a secret trip to Cancun. It's the Ted Cruz. And if someone says it's a bad idea, just blame your daughters. I'm Ted Cruz, and we miss you, Donald.
Thank you, Senator. Welcome Senator. Back. Hey, we all have memories from childhood that shaped who we are today. With a KiwiCo subscription, you and your child get everything you need to create unforgettable moments. Let me see. As a KiwiCo customer,
yes.
I will tell you the best thing about KiwiCo is to do a project, a real project, mm-hmm. with my son. That's not overly complicated, but it requires
not a plumbing both of project.
You to sit down. It's not like something that's going to flood your bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's something that's spectacular. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered right to your door every single month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, and everything they need is inside each colorful crate. They're always different. They're always stimulating. Michael loves it. I love doing it with him. Hard to find new creative ways to keep the kids busy. Mm-hmm. You're going to love KiwiCo. I know you are. And it stretches your son's brain or your daughter's brain, especially now. KiwiCo can help with that. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I love this, that KiwiCo got my son interested in astronomy. It's fantastic. He's got his NASA hat on today as he's going. Not Nassau, NASA.
NASA.
He's got his space
NASA's
hat on
funky.
Today.
Yeah.
He's always ready for his next adventure. You're going to love KiwiCo. They're redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo. KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. And we thank you. All right. Rob has been wanting to talk about his scam emails for a long time now. I don't know what it's about, but I know you're always thinking they're out to get you.
They're out to get me. I got this one a couple days ago, and when I saw who it was from, I had to open it right away. It's from Ahmet Sami Sepni, and it says, Dear Lucky Winner.
Mm.
That's the subject line. And then it reads,
okay.
Dear Lucky Winner, we are pleased to inform you of the result of our international online lottery program held on the 18th day of January 2021. Already I'm suspicious because A, I don't play the lottery online, and like every third word is capitalized for no good reason.
And the fact that they say right away you're a winner,
yes.
That immediately arouses suspicion.
Good news, my email address is attached to ticket number 275-224-65896-6453, which batch number, etc., drew number, etc., which consequently, Mike, I came in second.
But oh, what a shame.
Been approved for a lump sum payout of £2.5 million.
Oh, it's a British company.
I believe
Or India, yeah. Someplace like
so
that. Wow.
All I have to do to file for my claim is contact my personal fiduciary agent by using the information below for further instruction on redeeming my prize, Mr. Patrick Dominic. So I have to contact him to get my money.
Does Patrick have a phone number, or are you supposed to
got a very vague Gmail address.
Oh, a Gmail.
At least
address.
It's not a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Where you're like, hey.
Well, but the thing is that the congratulations email came from have you ever heard of this provider? Netcologne.de.
Netcologne?
Yes, it's from
like where cologne?
Or cologne.
No, cologne like cologne, Germany. Yeah, or
wow.
Like this like you would wear.
It's a European outfit. Outfit.
But
like
sadly, Mike, if I reveal the details, it voids my presentation of the check. So by
is there a chance that if you pursued this,
right?
Because I remember these wonderful bits you used to do. Is there a chance that at some point in the chain you could contact
yourself,
somebody and really keep them on
from
for a long
email.
Time?
Say I'm ready
because
for my
said,
other
I need
email.
This. Yeah, or I'm ready for my phone call.
Yeah, you know what? I will do that. I will reply today from my, but not from my personal email. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I get it. I think that would be
I'm sorry, Oscar. Go ahead.
No, just my logic for these are it's really a numbers game, right?
Someone
eventually just writes back and says, oh my God, thank you for notifying me.
And then Patrick Dominic says, and by the way, I can't remember, what was your mother's maiden name again?
There's one that's out there about the Mega Millions fund for lottery. This is what I play the lottery, so I know how it works.
Yeah,
for lottery money that was unclaimed. That apparently
that's the real Mike Larson.
Yeah,
right. Please give us your social security number and tell us your bank account so we can wire the money into your account.
Yes.
And people fall for that still, even with all the stuff that's reported. They fall. My I get actually voicemails that are left, and you know, and when you get that, normally you're like, oh, it's got to be maybe it's something that somebody's got your number. Rarely do I get the voicemails, but the one says, you haven't renewed your auto warranty policy yet.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You mean the one that I never purchased? That one, they're big on auto warranties.
I guess the one that's scary for me for my mom is that she constantly sends me screenshots ever since I showed her how to do that of things I don't care about, like the glittery sticker of some sort of saint from Bolivia. And she goes, can I click this? Because I tell her not to click through things because she's just going to.
So she brings up a clickable icon, takes a screenshot and sends it to you and asks if she can click it?
My phone is filled with glittery stickers.
Wow.
Of saints and patron saints. Yeah. And
does she have any candles that are glass with the saints on
them? That's all we have.
Oh,
that's
great.
All we have.
The kind you get in the grocery store.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And the Goya aisle.
Yeah.
Is there a particular saint in the grocery store that is more popular than? The which one?
Virgen de Guadalupe.
Oh, the Virgin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Virgen.
Yeah.
Virgen.
De
Guadalupe. Yeah. My grandmother, who was Catholic enough to have a picture of the Pope in the dining room, and loved the Infant of Prague.
Is the Infant of Prague?
I believe it was a
baby Jesus.
We've had this discussion before.
Baby Jesus, but
I have that in my house.
She had an action figure.
We have that. Hey, how dare you?
You know, 1979 or 80, when I arrived, they said, welcome to American University. There are no virgins here. This is a virgin-free zone. There you go. Welcome. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your time. I suggest you go to the fourth floor.
Last night, I got another email, unrelated. This is a good one. It says in the subject line, your Amazon order, and it's from Amazon Billing. That's where it says for from. And it says, hello, we thought you'd like to know that your order has been dispatched. Actually, it says has been dispatched, period.
Dispatch.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, see, that's a tell.
Yeah.
Beware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Always a little bit with the spellings are a little hinky
if you did not place this order, please call us at this number to report it.
Your inhaler is on the way, Mr. Spiewak.
And so I go down to see what it is that has been dispatched.
Yes.
And
it scares
news.
Me when you cough like that. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I take my temperature twice a day. I'm fine.
Okay.
I have beautiful taste and the smell sensitive like crazy.
Okay, very good. I'm just checking.
It's arriving this Friday, and it's going to be sent to my address in Wilmington, Delaware. And good news, Mike, I bought a Samsung flat screen 4K 75-inch television for $5,800.
I know the scam. I know the scam very well. I know exactly what they're going to ask you to do.
Okay.
And I got a $205 streaming package.
Yeah, okay. So this is great.
Let me finish one thing, Oscar, because I think this might be part of the scam.
Okay.
Because at the bottom of the receipt, it says, we've applied your Amazon credit of $5,000, so you only owe us $1,192.
Yeah. So they make you buy a gift card. Once you engage with them.
Right.
Because I looked this up for my mom, because my mom almost fell for this.
Right.
So you engage with them, and then they make you buy a gift card and send Amazon the gift card.
Mm-hmm.
So the gift card that is waiting for someone doesn't get used. They say it voids the other gift card. So you end up buying a $1,100 gift card for them.
Okay.
They steal it, and you feel like you just stopped a $5,000 television purchase.
Wow.
And here's the reason I knew it was a scam is because
I shouldn't say wow like I'm surprised. That
no,
goes
but out. That
hey,
is.
Hey, Carla, did you call me an hour ago? It says I got a call from you.
All right, go ahead.
It said that it was from Amazon Billing, and if you click the Amazon signage within the email, it takes you to Amazon. All that seemed fine. And then I clicked the actual email address it came from. Not an Amazon email address. It comes from Lola Wilson VS74 at hotmail.com.
Just a person.
Yeah. It's not a
All right, now here's this is the last question
hotmail.
I want to ask.
Yeah.
I want to ask both of you about this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We all our new reality is that there are cottage industries all over. It's big business, big organized crime doing this.
Yeah.
How many people really go the extra step. If you know you're being scammed, if you know it's a scam, to really, really put it up the food chain. And A, do you ever do that where you really farm it off to the authorities? And B,
no.
Would it matter if you even did?
I think this is a byproduct of the COVID era where before you would grift someone in person. And now you can't grift them in person. So you're getting spammed with these, I would say, a little more sophisticated scams.
And also,
and if you get scammed,
go ahead.
You're so embarrassed as these sirens go by.
Yes.
You're so embarrassed.
It's the fraud department.
That you don't tell anybody.
And I think that's counterbalanced with the fact that with email, in the old days of the scam on the phone, you had to physically call someone. Now you can send out a million emails literally with the click of a mouse. And if you
I'm asking the question, will you report these people? Why do you say it? Why do you say it like that?
Because
see what I mean? Why do you say it like that? No. Why should I? Well, you should because somebody's committing a crime. If somebody stole your wallet or tried to pickpocket you in a store, you'd probably call a cop, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess I would for that. But
do you understand what I'm saying?
It's the same thing, technically.
Do you think
the cyber division isn't as robust in Leesburg as
it should be? I mean, you're so scary smart that wouldn't you like to maybe see if there's a chance you could get these people busted? That sounds like an American person, that last one,
that's fishing,
who has an email address that's trying to get you to buy to send them a $1,000 gift card.
To save you from the $5,000
it's irrelevant. It's the grift.
Right.
It's
so
grift. Yeah,
do you understand? And when you said no like that, because most people are just like you, they don't give it. I don't do it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we maybe do it?
I guess. I mean, we would have to. I have to wonder if it's so rampant, though. Would the authorities even care?
That's what I wonder, too.
Yeah.
And we'll always wonder that. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether it would do it.
It's terrifying because from our listeners right now, I bet you that at least, I would say 1% of them have engaged as far as not getting completely grifted, but have been down that road. Be like, whoa, how are we going to get there?
Look, it's just a matter of time, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the grifts. Your eyes open.
I clicked on a Bank of America link that had me sweating last week for a good 2 hours.
Because
I was like, this doesn't look like a go-to meeting link.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Yeah.
I've got one right here. I get this one all the time. I don't know why they target me, but it's right here. Third on my regular, not my important stuff, but my regular email box, you know. Let me open that up. Hi, Mike. We are very aware of the fact that you are dissatisfied with the length of your...
We gotta take
a break. That's another thing. That's actually somebody I'm engaging with. That's not a scam.
Yeah.
So it might be not an effective product, but I'd rather not talk about it. We're going to take a break.
Is it a gift card?
No.
Okay.
No, are they from Sweden?
It's a follow-up email. You know?
Could be.
I needed a different size. I needed a smaller one. All right. We've got to take a break.
Good
and
for
we'll
you.
Be back with the audio. Oh, the digital dumpster.
Digital dumpster.
We might have to change it back. We always screw it up.
This is Al Pacino, and I love talking to you. Hoo-ah. Do you like to talk? Maybe you want to talk to your favorite hosts. Well, say hello to my little friends. Get ready to get on Zoom and be a TMOS talking head. Just send your info to rob@mikeomerashow.com. Include a phone number. And prepare for a Friday morning you'll never forget. Hoo-ah! Do it now before you lose your mind and go crazy. Just like me. Because this is something you'll want to remember. I'm Al Pacino, and I'm not sure where I am. Hoo-ah!
Thank you. Thank you, Al. Appreciate that. Hey, no matter how long my day is, no matter how much I'm losing it, it doesn't matter.
You're not losing
it. I know that I can end my day on my sleep. That was the biggest gift I got on the show today. I can end my day with quality sleep. Quality sleep is more important than ever as we balance life and health in 2021, and you will get quality sleep with a Sleep Number bed. Not only is quality sleep a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. I don't want to say 8 hours. I wouldn't be telling you the truth because I got to bed a little later than I wanted. But I think I got at least 7 hours in about 45 minutes.
That's great.
I woke up feeling amazing. It helps with the recovery process. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. And I want to tell tell you my story about Sleep Number. You always want me to put my Sleep Number in there.
Yeah.
I took mine down from an 85 to a 65.
Oh, my God. You're losing it.
I hadn't tweaked it in a long time.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, it feels so good. And I'm getting better sleep because I adjusted it right now. And it's fantastic. And by the way, more proven quality sleep per year. That's based on internal analysis of sleep sessions. How'd you like an extra 100 hours of quality sleep
more
this year?
More than 4 days.
That is awesome. Remember, a great day starts the night before. Call. Here's what I want you to do. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. It is just the best. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. You're going to love it. Plus, special financing on all smart beds only for a limited time at Sleep Number stores and at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payment required. See sleepnumber.com for details and make sure you share with them that and tell them that I sent you to a Sleep
Please.
Number store. All right? And make sure when you're writing the Sleep Number copy, you triple space. Face it, because it makes my new system really, really easy to do. Let's open up the thing right now, the digital dumpster. There it is. Rob Spiewak, take it away. And what do you have for us today?
You know, Mike, I think that this show has blazed a lot of trails, and I think we were ahead of the curve talking about Florida man, Florida people, and I think it's sort of a standard punchline now, but we were at
the very beginning. It, Rob. I lived it.
I know. And we both... So this lady's on TikTok. Her name is not important, and she started a new series, and she calls it Florida Woman Wednesday. And
okay.
She musically tells a story of something that happened in Florida. She's not that musically great. She's not that pretty to look at, but I found this engaging because she's telling a good Florida story.
On this day, February 24th, a Florida woman was feeling playful with her boyfriend and started playing a game. Hide and seek was the game of choice, and they had a bit to drink. He thought it would be clever to hide inside of a suitcase. Florida woman zipped him up and laughed about him trapped inside, but after some time when she let him out, he was super dead.
Dead.
Her bags are packed. She's ready to go. Called 911 cause he's dead, you know. It was just supposed to be a playful game. Instead, she's leaving, gone to prison today. She blamed it on the Chardonnay. It's Florida Woman Wednesday. You can't make the shit up.
So, oh, I'd like to revisit that. That's strong. I like that. Put her boyfriend in a suitcase.
And he died. And they'd been drinking. So I know you are sort of an outer space UFO alien enthusiast.
I'm a believer is what I am. I believe there's extraterrestrial life. I don't do a podcast about it, but I could.
So there.
Remember at the golf, just quick, one of the big duffs, maybe the second one. There was a gentleman. And this is before I was truly indoctrinated into your world of listeners, Mike.
Right, right.
He came up with a Trapper Keeper. I still have it to this day. And if the man's listening, if you ever want it back, I got it.
Okay.
It's DVDs and clippings of UFO sightings. And he came to you initially, and then you pivoted him to me. You're like, you know, Oscar really, really.
Can so see you doing this. This guy gives you 10 years of his life work in a binder, and you say, that's, you know, who would, Oscar.
Sorry. You know, been at it a long time.
And I've been carrying this for some time. Strategies. He goes, you know, I was abducted.
Oh,
24 years ago. He goes, I have it documented here in this binder.
Right.
And he presented to me like, we were in Asia, and a custom of presenting the business cards, and I said at that point I looked at him because I didn't know what he was doing. He goes, "Please make sure Mike gets this."
Yeah. Well, as someone who probably not that was not the first time where I've been had discussions with people about that particular subject, and it just seems the only thing I ever want to say to them is, "Did the aliens recommend a better brand of toothpaste for you?" I'm sorry. That's cruel. You know what? Who am I to say?
You're right.
Who am I to say?
I don't remember any bad hygiene.
If
I just
you remember any UFO enthusiasts that have approached you, do you think any of them have ever experienced the moment?
You mean the moment of the clear rear?
The bidet, yes.
No, I think no.
They're
not
fastidious like
humanly
that?
Possible.
No.
Let me give you my two cents on the whole UFO thing.
Please.
I think, do I buy all the abduction or I saw flying saucer moving? No. But I believe that if you go to a less traveled part of the country on a nice, clear, sparkling summer night and lie on your back in the middle of a lawn and look straight up and just hang out and do it for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, you look out there and you tell me if you don't think there's a possibility that there could be something out there.
There has to be.
I think it would be very foolish not to be. And I think everything about human beings, we all have to have the story of how it impacted, you know, I got taken up into space and do that because you had a bad dream or something. Could that be true? It might be. But I also think that there are probably more life forms out there. I have no idea whether they're intelligent or, as science fiction has always said, more intelligent than we are. You know?
Well,
that's right. They have superior intellect. They just happen to look like an iguana.
Well, that's all right. How we want them to look. Well, right. American Airlines spokespeople are not denying or distancing themselves from this tape. This is an actual tape of the American Airlines pilot talking to the tower, spotting something in flight that he didn't recognize.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
So that is a genuine UFO, unidentified flying object.
Do you know any, outside of Joel Rogers, do you know any pilots, Rob?
I have a few relatives that flew in the day.
Mm-hmm. I play golf with a lot of them. And,
oh, really?
You know. Glug, 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 glug.
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm sure it was legit. No, he probably was when he was on duty, you know.
Probably.
How you doing? Roger. Tower, we just had a nasty-looking tube go away. What time do we get to Houston?
So this was a little viral clip going around yesterday talking about, you know, it's always sad if you get dumped in a relationship. It's really sad if it's an open relationship.
Being dumped from an open relationship is so much worse than being dumped from a monogamous one, because it's not like we need to see other people. It's I need to see specifically not you.
Yeah. Nothing you can add to that one. That's about it,
yeah.
Right?
So if you're in an open relationship, you know you're setting yourself up for failure. And that's what life is like when you live in the digital dumpster.
Yeah, hey, you got it. Yeah, all right, there we go. All right, close it up, everybody.
Nice. Have a great
Thursday.
We got to
get out of here. We'll be back with another Brad Adu show. Great bonus show coming up tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed everything. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Michael Barrett saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.
You know who I am? I'm Mo Green.